We're celebrating the life of Hobart radio and TV legend Bob Cook today. 6216 1017, give us a call if you want to share a memory.
Yeah, thanks for those people who have rung already, and we've had a bit of a chat and a bit of a laugh as well. Yeah. And it's good to
fantastic.
Reminisce.
Fantastic, yeah.
Hello, who's this?
G'day, it's Rob here.
G'day, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
How are you?
Good, mate. Good.
G'day, Rob.
Sorry for our loss.
Yep, no, it's, as I said, it wasn't unexpected, but it's still very sad.
Yeah, jumps out at you a bit. I remember delivering the Ray's Florist. I remember delivering to you one day in Calvary when you had your hernia operation.
Oh. did I get flowers from Ray's from the hernia operation? That was about 1986.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm alive.
Sarah was born that year.
I'm finally in the picture. You had a hernia and I came on board.
You could have been in the same hospital at the same time. Who knows?
Was it at Calvary?
Yeah, Calvary.
1986. July 24th.
Don't know when it was, jeez, but it was around that time. And the thing is, because I had a hernia operator, the doctor said, oh, you can't work for a fortnight. So poor old Bobby had to do it solo. And he'd come out to where I was living in Newtown and we'd record stuff from the sick bed.
That's so good.
Thanks you for reminding me of that, Rob.
That's all right. I tried to make you laugh, but you wouldn't be in on it.
No laughing with a hernia cover.
Good on you. Good on you, Rob. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Hello, 7HRFM. Who's this?
Roycey.
Hey, Roycey.
Hey, Tone, how are you, mate?
How are you? Not too bad, mate. Not too bad. Bit sad.
Yeah. It is sad. As I said before, it's sad, not unexpected, but very sad.
Yeah, but he was always there with a laugh every time, you know, I went to my local post office, because he wasn't just a great workmate and a great friend. He was also a great neighbour, mine as well. So.
Yeah, I think the Kempton community embraced Bob and Julie.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, yeah, they were always a huge part of the community. Julie still is, which is great. But I remember my early days at HOFM, as it was back then, doing the mid-dawns as the casual and meeting up with you guys as I was walking out.
Yes, you were walking out and we were walking in.
Yeah. And it was always, morning, Rick. It was always, morning, Big Tone.
Yeah.
And with Bob, it was, morning, Bobby. And his response was always along the lines of, what's so bloody good about it?
Spot on.
And I would laugh my head off.
Yeah.
And continue laughing as I listen to you guys on the way home.
Celebrating the life of Bob Cook, 101.7 7HOFM.